This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Bumbleo Wednesday, so you get some retro bits of the show. Also, will a jazzy shirt instigate real proper British small talk? The ongoing ghost story of Brogan, who got ghosted after 8 dates. Then his mate came on the show yesterday to have his say, and now Brogan is back. And we plan Sigrid's 9th birthday party. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. So, Christmas off yesterday, we spoke to him on Bangers. He said he was in a hotel bar but not having fun. This is for your BBC iPlayer thing, I guess, about the World Cup, which is coming soon.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was actually meeting Alan Shearer yesterday. So it was loads and loads of fun, but at that point, it wasn't that fun because I was just waiting around for him.
Like, your boyhood dreams have all come true.
Scott, it was unbelievable. I can't wait till I can talk more about it because I'm so happy and so proud of what we're kind of making at the moment.
Isn't it mad though? Like, if you told yourself when like 14 that this was going to happen.
It's unbelievable.
It's so good. Right, so I'm doing the show today with Primark Harry Styles.
No, we'll be honest about the situation here. You bought me this shirt.
But it is from that shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I love it because I've wanted to wear something like this for a long time, but you've always said I wasn't cool enough.
Well, the thing is, right, Harry can pull that kind of shirt off and he probably wouldn't wear one from that shop, no offence. I'm sure he's got other items from there, but not a shirt.
And you've put this up on socials, but the idea is that, you know, the sun is out, it's good to look summery.
Yeah. It's not out in some places, but it will be. But yeah, it's got a reaction again. Once again, people can't just enjoy the shirt. What is that necklace? A lot of people saying. My name is Julio. I'll be your holiday rep for the week.
But that's just people trying to be funny, right?
Yeah.
There'll be lots of people who just think, oh, that looks nice.
Greg James says you've never looked better.
There we go.
Genuinely says that.
Wicked.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the new me.
For the whole show, I'm not sure.
It's the new me.
Can you take the sunglasses off?
No, it's part of the look. It's the new me. And you said about putting the buttons down on the shirt as well. Great idea.
Oh, yeah, you've taken a button down. So
that's rude.
So let me see again.
Don't pretend to vom, like you don't like it.
Oh, there's two buttons down, so we can see there's a little bit of chest poking out there. Yeah, it's quite, if you obviously
can't
see the shirt.
You get a nip if you look at it from the wrong angle. Do you know what I mean? Just a flash.
You do get a little nip. It's very flowery. That's
great.
All I can say.
Well, anyway, look, it's on.
Think Ace Ventura or a man about to try and sell you something on a corner in Miami.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to ask you early so you can get your requests in for the Bumbleo Gap today. Yes, halfway through the week already. Let me know. Anything retro from the show that you want, 81199. Someone's just asked for, from Inuit Bingo, Richard Madeley, late afternoon nosh in the garden. All right, I've written that down.
Oh, classic.
Sean Paul, Becky G, David Guetta. Surely not three people to make that, but it happened. Mad Love. Blossom's coming up and Be Young. We recorded something earlier in the Radio 1 office. We wanted to have Chris have a new look today to see if his new style would be the first thing that people mention. So you go up to someone with something like a kind of boring office question like, hey, do you know where the stapler is? And it's so very British to go, oh, very summery, isn't it?
It's really lame small talk. When no one's got anything else to say, they will just comment on what you're wearing. And if you turn up at work and you're there every day, people will go, oh, new jumper.
Yeah.
Oh, new trousers.
Or when I'm going to wear shorts tomorrow, but, oh, legs.
Yeah, yes,
classic,
exactly.
Classic British small talk. But did absolutely everybody comment on the shirt as the first thing?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
More requests coming in for Bumbleo Gap today, like Martin delivering around Peterborough. Can we have Chris doing Posh Bastille mashup? I would be up for that. Now listen up, here's a story. You know, like how Bastille mash up two 90s songs together, or they did once. At the time, we did a version of it, and it's one of my favourite things that we play.
I mashed up Blue Dubba D and Set You Free.
In the style of Dan.
In the style of when they did Rhythm of the Night.
That was Ray and Mabel and Stefflon Don with Cigarette on BBC Radio 1. Today, we've put Chris in a jazzy shirt just to see if the Radio 1 small talk office game is as lame as the rest of the UK. Like, I went out of the house today, people going, oh, isn't it hot? It's like, okay, good. Not that great small talk. Today we put you in a real jazzy shirt. Like, really.
Too jazzy?
They are a little too jazzy, yes. Yeah.
It's a kind of Hawaiian number. Think Harry Styles, but cheaper.
But think Harry Styles. Done.
Full stop. Ace Ventura.
Think Harry Styles.
Just to see if it was the first thing everybody mentioned.
The small talk, as you said, is lame. And I really started to notice it recently. If you turn up to work in a new jumper or new trainers, there'll always be someone in the office who goes, oh, new trainers? Like, as if it's the most controversial thing ever.
Tomorrow, when I get my legs out, I'll be like, oh, legs.
Yeah. Oh, shorts.
Too jazzy.
So we put true. Chris in this real jazzy outfit. Well, it's just a shirt, like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Flowery shirt. It's pretty loud. It's pretty out there. It's something he would never wear. Got to a sample of people in the Radio 1 office. Is it going to be the first thing they mention? Because British small talk is rubbish. This is why they don't bother with it in some other countries. Like in Scandinavia, if you go like, how are you? They're like, why are you asking me that?
What a weird question to ask.
Yeah. But we have to fill the silence with summary. Would they comment on the shirt as the first thing, though?
All right. Very summary.
Thank you. Harrison.
I like the shirt.
Very summery, yeah.
Nice shirt, Chris.
Cheers, mate. What is all this? This smells of chips.
It's a lovely shirt you're wearing.
Cheers, mate.
It is amazing.
Cheers, B.
Summer shirt.
Cheers, pal. Yeah. Sun's out and all that.
There we are, every single person. Great shirt, Chris.
Always this small talk. You know the other time small talk is horrible, Scott? Before someone comes over and asks for a favour.
Oh, that happens
here. The worst type of small talk.
That happens here all the time. It's like, hi, guys. And then there's about a minute of chat, which is absolute nonsense.
Oh, it's lame. It's like, did I see over the weekend you, were you at Watford? Did you go see a Watford game? It's, just tell me what you want.
Yeah. I saw that you went for a run the other day. How's that going? Yeah, really good, thanks. Now, what do you want?
Yeah. Oh, mate, it must happen everywhere. The small talk before the favour.
Yeah.
Just ask the favour.
Just come in, like, let's do what they do in other countries.
Yes.
We're wasting time here by going, hello, how are you? I'm good. Yeah, not bad. How are you? Like, cut all that out because it's a very British thing. Just go, hello, can you work another 5 hours today? Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't need all the other stuff. Nice shirt you're wearing, by the way.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
We really need to get an update from Brogan. You missed all this yesterday because you're off.
Mm.
We, excuse me, we had Ghostbusters. You know the guy from Monday? We didn't ever say his name, but he went out with a girl called Brogan like 8 times. They went to IKEA together, which in my mind is not on. You can't go with someone after that. And also afternoon tea. And then he just literally does one, just disappears off the face of the earth. His friend, his best mate, called up yesterday to explain on his behalf. And some of the things he said, I think, were, I don't know, maybe he went a little bit too far.
Okay, so it's got you thinking today. So what's the plan for today?
So today, just after 3, and people were loving this yesterday, getting so involved in the story. It's become like a mini soap.
Hmm.
We're going to talk to Brogan and see what she replies.
Who was the girl who originally got ghosted.
Yeah.
Right.
So his best mate, the ghost's best mate, was on yesterday and was saying, oh, it's a bit out of order that she came on the radio. She wants to reply, and she's going to do that just after 3 o'clock.
Scott Mills.
Stormy's been on from Quebec, saying that they're very good at it there. There's no small talk. It's just straight into the conversation. None of that, you okay? Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Actually, that is the worst small talk when you think about it. If I was to say, how are you? And you're like, yeah,
no,
fine.
I'm terrible.
Like, I don't care, actually, how you are at all.
I know.
And you're not answering, honestly, you're not going, actually... Do you know what? I've had this sort of slight itch. For do you know what I mean? You're not answering properly.
I've just had a bit of a cyst removed. I don't know. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mark. There's a very sensitive stomach on the producer of this show, as you may have heard before. Anything like words like cyst, he can't bear.
Or those videos which get mad views, but it's like spots being popped.
Yeah.
Those ones. His nightmare.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
You
heard the gag. I actually can't bear those either. Right, the ultimate in small talk is that towie in 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're all, like, greeting each other.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, good, yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, you.
All right.
Hello, you all right?
You all right?
You all right?
You?
You alright?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
How are you, right?
You alright?
Yeah, good, you?
Yeah, good.
Awesome. I'm good, how are you?
Not bad.
Good.
Hello. Waste of time.
Alright.
Yeah, you?
Yeah,
you?
Hello.
How are you?
Alright, though.
Alright.
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Hi.
Hello, you alright?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Good.
Alright.
How are you doing, you alright?
Alright,
yeah.
You?
Alright, yeah, good.
I'm good.
Not really, no.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Ah, Scott Bateman's just sent me something on Twitter. What? This is his little girl, Macy, in training to be an Essex girl already. Listen to this.
Macy, are you okay?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
not too bad, you.
Yeah, you.
Scott Mills.
Shall we?
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Starting with Robot Claret Amfo.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
French version of What's up?
T'es tout seul.
Ça va?
Ça va? Mais, qui c'est?
Yo, prends le téléphone. Ça va?
Yo.
Ça va.
Ça va.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Rien.
Here's what Richard Mayer is up to on Radio 2.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Here's when you did your own version of Bastille.
Yo, listen up, here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him. Inside and outside, blue is his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, because he ain't got nobody to listen.
Long gap today, Scott. Mm.
1 year on. Never forget Brenda from Bristol.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
The full one's great.
Apparently, Brenda's been asked for an interview today. She said no, she's repotting some plants. Oh, remember that guy's gym routine and diet?
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. Mm-hmm.
No fear, good times are here. Radio 1's
greatest hits.
Gordon North.
Gordon North.
No, I'm actually in a Honda Jazz.
Double S there.
We're bumbling today.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Come on. Sean is delivering wine in Oxford at the moment. We've made it halfway through the week, guys. Reed, Man and Emily having a spring clean in Luton, looking forward to a barbecue at the weekend. Bumbler in the sunshine in Colchester. That's Mark. 5-star gap today, says Stephen in Suffolk. Trucking. Thomas in Devon is spreading in the sun.
Okay. Well, yeah, let us know what you're up to.
Doesn't say what.
Halfway through the week, people, come on.
Adam and Marco doing a dab in Debenhams. In Worcester. Is there a Debenhams in Worcester?
There's a Debenhams.
Matt and Ken just rolling in his tractor. Alex and Stoke always on. Liam and the lads bumbling in the Isle of Man sunshine. Ryan and Jake in Leicester on the tractor. Richard hot and sweaty in Spalding. What a place to be hot and sweaty.
Loads of messages through right now. Lee Bumbling in Weston-super-Mare. Lee and Jason Bumbling, Drill Bits Off in Sunny Bude.
Oh. Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Lane Goodman there
with Arlene Phillips.
Sarah and Vicky Bumbling, their poodles off, dog grooming in Preston.
Ed and Ian in Lichfield relaxing in deck chairs. Anna weighing grass in Aberystwyth. Crazy. Kate, who says, yes, we're halfway through the week, so
Seven.
And Izzy in Manchester, who is with Lauren and on their way to Spoons because they've just handed in their dissertations.
Yes,
Spoons. Zed the Middle, Shawn Mendes, In My Blood. And Nick Jonas with Jealous. Remember, Shawn Mendes in the Live Lounge tomorrow with Clara from midday. Did I tell you I went into, I was locked in a room with him the other day and some other people, and we listened to some tracks from his new album?
You said you were going to do that, yeah. Are you allowed to say? Is it good?
I'm allowed to say it's good. I'm not allowed to say whether the tracks are called or when the album's out or anything. He just played him off his phone. It was quite cool.
Any rubbish ones or, like, all good?
Well, I've got to tell you. No, there wasn't. I don't think I'm even allowed to say who he's on the tracks with, because there's two tracks that I heard out of the five which have featured artists, and one of them he's known for ages. It's someone we're playing radio one of the time. I didn't even know they were mates, and they've made a track together.
Right.
He might say more with Clara tomorrow.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Rhiannon.
Yeah!
Yes! So you spend your life fitting saddles on horses.
I do, up and down the UK.
Okay, but where are you based?
Based in Staffordshire, but I'm in Kent today.
Can you explain your obsession with bingo, please?
Oh, it's the excitement when you know, you're almost winning, you've got one or two numbers to go, and then you don't win, but the excitement is still there. It's
so
good.
You went on a bingo date last Friday with a girl you've been seeing.
I did, yeah.
And she won £15, so then you had some chicken afterwards.
Nice. Yeah, well, she had chicken. I'm vegetarian, so I had to have the beanie burger. A popular chicken restaurant.
Bingo again this weekend, is it?
Bingo again this weekend, yeah.
Listen, I went to bingo with my girlfriend's nan once, and it was an amazing time, seriously.
My boyfriend keeps going on about he wants to go as well.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. It's good fun. You should do it. It's not just for old people.
No, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And actually, it was good fun. And think about it, it had all the components of something that I would like, Scott. I had a couple of drinks. There was an element of competition. It was... that's about it, actually.
And you felt like the youngest one there.
And yeah, it did. It's good for the ego.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a win.
Win. Okay, yeah. Rhiannon, is it tops off where you are today? Is it hot?
Oh, it's boiling.
Okay.
Really good.
Right,
my
this
top is firmly on, but yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, right, just checking. This is what I've got for you.
Look, people are always going to talk big.
Okay.
I ain't even
right. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Professor Green, goodbye. Lily Allen, just be good to Green.
This is peak pro Green.
It's good.
Okay.
This was like when he was about 12.
Yeah,
something like that.
That's
now
my
that
one.
That makes me feel old.
All right, oh, my banger choice is this.
Yeah, that's a good one, Chris.
Had to be done. This is Labyrinth, and one of my favourite songs, Let the Sun Shine.
I feel like good sunny vibes there.
Oh.
could be wonderful.
What a cop out. Seriously. Oh, let's put something with sun in the title.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just a bit basic. But...
I mean, they're both good. They're both good, you know?
Yes?
I have a favourite, so I think I know who I'm going to go with. But they're both good.
Who you're going to go with as well.
Yeah, Scott, do you? I'm sorry. Huh? It's going to have to be Chris.
Yeah. I feel a cold flush going through my hair, and hey, you know what? I don't even care, the time has passed me by. It's gone with the wind, it's all because the sun shined once again. Now let the sun shine,
come in. Ho!
Great song. Great,
that was
great song.
Labyrinth. Yeah, great. James, like, oh, that's a tune. It is
a
good
tune.
Tomorrow I'm going to choose drums, please. Wicka, 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 wicka. Two can play that game.
Do you know, your bitterness in itself is quite basic.
Summer time. Oh, let's choose one with sun in the title.
It's moments like this, you should really look at yourself, because what you're doing there would have been lots of people who enjoyed that. And are you calling them basic?
Yes.
Are you calling Greg James basic?
A little bit.
Oh, well. You're not doing any favours for anyone here.
I'm just annoyed. I wanted my one play today.
Listen, that's the game.
And you know
what
I can be like in the heat.
All right.
Sometimes in the heat, you know?
Come on.
All right, then. So how many have I won? One this week, and you've won two, have you?
Yeah, okay. 2-1 to me.
I am going to go full out summer tomorrow, though, to match.
Fine, and I'll do the same.
Scott Mills, one.
Right, if we're going full on summer tomorrow, I know you quite well. You're my mate. You've been my mate for years. I reckon it's going to be one of these, OK?
OK.
Your choice tomorrow. Because you said you'd already thought of it.
Oh, I might also.
Will Smith, Miami.
No.
Summer, Calvin Harris.
No.
Summertime, Jazzy Jeff.
No.
Kid Rock or Summer Long.
No.
Len's Still My Sunshine.
Oh, it's close.
Sun Is Shining, Bob Marley.
Close.
Funk Star Deluxe.
No.
It's one of those.
I'm not telling you.
It's one of those.
I'm not telling you.
It is.
Scott Mills,
I'm not telling you.
On BBC Radio One.
High Five, Sigrid is my tune of the week. Incredible talent for someone who's 8. Still haven't managed to get hold of her to confirm her age. Working on it.
We could do Greg James's feature, What's My Age Again, with her. You know, that's an easy way to kind of catch them out, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
We could ask her questions about sort of 18-rated movies and things like that.
Also, Ella Henderson and Mostak coming. On Monday's show, we spoke to a girl called Brogan on Ghostbusters. All through January, she went on dates with this guy. 8 dates, including one to IKEA, which I don't think is on. Then he disappeared, vanished, gone, no explanation. He didn't answer his phone on Monday when we called him to ask why on air. But then yesterday, his mate got in touch, the Ghoster's best mate, and kind of offered a bit of an explanation, and then had a slight go at Brogan for what she said on the air about the Ghoster. So he was on yesterday. Brogan has got something to say.
Scott Mills.
So a girl called Brogan got in touch with her show. She got proper ghosted, like the guy just disappeared. We called him, like we do on Ghostbusters. He didn't answer the phone on air, and then we found out at a later time he didn't want to come on air at all. He just didn't fancy it. So, the ghost's best mate, Liam, came on, and Liam was kind of his representative and kind of took the place of him, really. So here's everything that happened yesterday with Liam, the ghost's best mate.
It all started quite a while ago, to be honest.
Yeah.
When Brogan actually liked a couple of my pictures on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and I said to a few of the guys, I was thinking about messaging her and asking her out, but... I met someone else before I got a chance to do it. Her and my mate have kind of got in contact, and being a good mate that he is, he's come to me first and asked if it's all right if he asks her out, takes her out and that. And obviously I was seeing somebody at the time, so I said, yeah, of course, you go for it, crack on.
Did he only want to go out with Brogan during the month of January?
No, it wasn't like that. I think, you know, originally, when it first all set out, there was like some good intentions there and stuff. But after just a few dates of thinking in his head, it just kind of fizzled out, you know?
Also, does he really think he's a lot funnier than he actually is?
I think she's gone in on him quite hard there, to be honest.
Well, with, I can see why.
Yeah, I mean, Gavin at the till, he does do things like that, and he's quite cringy, even if you're his mate and you're with him.
So you would say he would do dabbing at Debenhams?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, things like that are definitely in his repertoire of trying to be funny. But I think she's gone in quite hard because, to be honest, if she's gone on 8 dates with him and taken the time to phone up her radio station to, you know, try and call him out to get a message back, then she was obviously quite keen. So maybe she should have, you know, not gone in quite so hard on him with those comments.
Okay. Do you know why he didn't want to continue and just disappeared?
Well, I think like his mistake really was that all the dates he took her on, they're quite nice dates, I think. And, you know, I mean, the girl he sort of dated after her, he took her to the same pub 3 times for their first 3 dates. So, you know, he's made a bit of an effort with Brogan.
Yeah.
But I think they were all sort of quite coupley dates, you know, things like going to IKEA and afternoon tea and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he sort of, you know, put it out there a little bit to her that he fancied, you know, being in a bit of a relationship with her.
Yes.
And as it went on, perhaps he kind of thought that he didn't want to be in a relationship with her, so kind of it just sort of fizzled out.
Now you are up to date on the story.
This is fascinating. So, I'm interested in this Liam fella then.
Yeah. So he called up on his friend's behalf because the actual ghoster wasn't keen on coming on air.
Yeah. He sounds vocal, this one.
Oh, yeah. So as you can imagine, yesterday, people were like, this is going to pop off, and all of you wanted us to speak to Brogan to get her response. And she has a response. It's next.
Scott Mills.
Okay, brace everybody. Brogan's back on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Did you hear what happened on the show yesterday? I'm guessing you're up to date.
I'm very much up to speed, yes.
Wow.
I know. Crazy.
Can you talk me through Liam and his Instagram post last night, his Instagram story?
Yeah, so he put on his story. I think it was something like, with the 8 date ghost in IKEA, something like that, living memories.
Yeah, and then tagged me in it.
And tagged you in it, yeah.
Brogan, were you tagged in that post as well?
No, I just saw it in his story.
Okay, so the ghoster and his mate, who was on yesterday, went to IKEA last night. Did you reply? I didn't see.
Oh, I so replied, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see this. What did you put?
Oh, well, I said, don't fancy afternoon tea then.
Yeah.
Good afternoon tea isn't quite his style.
No, I can get that.
Fine.
But you weren't even tagged in this post, so you almost were keeping an eye on Liam's Instagram, right?
Just kind of had a little note of the stories, and it popped up, and I was like, oh my gosh.
This sounds flirty to me.
Do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. I feel like, has that ship not sailed now? But he's kind of been out with his best friend.
Right, hang on a second. I'm so confused.
Let me break it down. I think I've got my head around this, Scott.
Right, so now she's being flirty with the friend who came on yesterday, not the original ghost.
Yeah, but from what apparently happened yesterday, Liam did have a bit of an interest in Brogan, but
before,
was seeing someone else. So said to his best friend, the ghost, said, you go for it. The ghost has now ghosted. He's vanished, which leaves a possibility, because I believe Liam is now single, that Brogan, you and Liam could become a thing.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
I mean, why not? But I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Even though afternoon tea is not his thing and it's one of your favourites.
I mean, that's okay. I can do that with the girls.
The man is regularly hanging around with a ghost. Is that cool with you?
I mean, as long as I'm not going to get ghosted twice, then all fine. But I mean, this could be a setup for a double ghost.
I was not expecting this. I thought you'd be all ranty about what happened on the show yesterday.
No, I have absolutely no hard feelings. It was funny and it couldn't have been a better response, like, in all fairness. I'm glad maybe they've seen the funny side. Maybe the ghost hasn't. But, I mean, he could have gone in a bit harder, so he wasn't. He was fine.
Were you annoyed by anything that Liam said yesterday on air?
No, I think he obviously said I went in hard on the ghost, but I don't think it was that bad.
Do you fancy Liam?
Nice. I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
Okay.
He's a good-looking guy.
So you never know which way this is going to go.
Where's this Liam now?
I was very surprised yesterday when he said that about, obviously.
This is just like some kind of continuing drama.
I know.
I don't know what's going on.
Brogan, this is too good. I'm going to need to play a song. Take all of this in, what you've just said. I'll come back to you.
Scott Mills.
So, Brogan has been back in touch with Liam via Liam's Instagram story. That is the ghost's best mate, FYI. Hope you're following this. Me and Chris do definitely think that she's flirting with him. Brogan, what did you actually think when we got Liam on yesterday?
Last night when I listened to the podcast, I couldn't believe it.
Ah, so you only caught up last night. You didn't hear it live.
No, I was in a meeting. And then I went out with my best friend and she said, oh my God, you need to listen to this. So we spent the evening in hysterics thinking, how has this escalated?
Yeah.
What is going on? So, yeah.
So all interest in the ghost is now lost and we're moving on to Liam.
Yes, the ghost's best friend. This is like GhostEnders.
Yeah. And do we know if the ghost is happy with it? Oh, who cares?
Well, it doesn't matter because he's ghosted in the first place. You need, see, I would say this is entering a sort of morally difficult place because
very
of
difficult.
Blokes and their best friends,
yeah.
And it can get messy.
Yeah.
And two of my friends have been in this situation before and it ended up in a big falling out between our group and a terrible day one day when we had a lad's football match and it almost ended in a lot of trouble.
Oh.
But in this instance...
That sounds fun.
In this instance, what has gone on here is you were the victim of a ghost. So it's hard to have sympathy with that bloke.
We've got none.
He's passed away.
Bye, hon.
See ya.
I love this, but it's his best mate.
It's the best mate. It's the ghost's best mate. But
why.
All that we need to avoid is that you're not the victim of, say, ghost of January past, ghost of present, ghost of future. Like, we don't want one of these Charles Dickens sort of stories.
No.
You don't want any of that. Maybe no double dates anytime soon.
Right, we haven't heard the last of this. I am going to probably speak to Liam on tomorrow's show, all right?
Well,
just to let you know.
That would be the natural progression. You've put it out there. You've said you quite fancy the ghost's best friend, Liam.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but I feel like I might get pied live. No, I'm radio, but that's fine. I'm down with that.
You've just come up with a fantastic idea.
What?
And a great name for it. What? Pied live. People just get pied.
But if you don't get pied on tomorrow, could be some kind of ghosty wedding on Friday.
Not wedding.
Maybe a drink.
Yeah,
we need
a drink.
Something for Friday's show off.
Yeah, I mean, we need to make it neat for Friday's show.
So Liam, tomorrow, we'll find out if it's a mutual thing.
And on Friday, off you go. Hey, I think the weather might be nice at the weekend, though, so, yeah.
Yes.
Alfresco.
We'll be together at the pub. That sounds good.
Alfresco drinks, I meant.
Yeah.
We'll call you from the pub.
All right, so it all comes down to tomorrow.
Okay.
Does Liam fancy Brogan?
Right, we're going to call Liam on tomorrow's show. Brogan, I never expected it to work out like this, but I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, me too.
It's a slow burn, this one, isn't
it? Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC. Radio 1.
When does Hollyghosts start, says someone?
Yeah, let's call it that.
It is quite Hollyoaks, isn't it?
Hollyghosts.
What about the bro code? Same as saying they've got no respect for the bro code.
That's what I was just saying about the bro code. Wouldn't call it the bro code. Just a murky area.
Yeah, definitely.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. James, the private investigator, is with us, like he is on Thursdays at 1:40, and he's bringing in loads of spy gadgets with him. It's proper James Bond.